Are you asking your customers for their email address? Without a database of customer emails, you can't sell your products or services via email marketing. And even if you're asking for email addresses, are you making the process too difficult for them? The local store promised a 20% discount on my next purchase if I simply provided them with an email address. I like to save money, so I decided to sign up. The cashier didn't ask me for my email address, though. The offer was typed in black ink on plain 8.5x11 sheet of white paper. Two observations about this. Number one, you don't need to spend a lot of money on design and graphics to capture email addresses in your store. And number two, you should make sure your cashier mentions the offer to each and every customer. I told the cashier I was interested in the offer, but he wasn't sure how to proceed. Clearly, employees should be trained on how to process in-store promotions. Make sure your employees are trained and interested in helping customers. I encountered just the opposite when I tried to add my name to a local store's email database. Your customers might give you an email address if it's a simple process. In my recent experience, this was not the case. I suggest making it as easy as possible to capture email addresses. Use 3x5 cards rather than the full form I encountered at this store. You can try and capture more than just an email address once you've hooked them with your initial offer. But if you're asking for personal details beyond an email address, make sure you put the word optional next to each line. You don't want them to get frustrated anywhere along the process and say, just forget it. If you make the process as easy as possible, you'll increase the number of customer email addresses you collect. That in turn will help you grow your email database quicker. For more digital business strategies, visit dbschicago.com.